CJ and David for a while?
Just as far as the injury update, I really don't have any information for you. I haven't met with the medical staff. I know they got a couple tests. They're running on a couple guys. So I don't know how we've done this before. If you guys want to ask Jason later, we'll have maybe have an update.
I asked you last week if you're worried about the team. I guess I'll just ask you the same question. Are you worried about the direction of things here?
I'm sorry. Can you slow down? What was the first part?
I asked you last week if you were worried about the team. I guess I'll ask you again. Are you worried about the state of things, or is there still time to get it figured out, do you think?
Worried about the football team. I'm not worried about the football team. I'm just really focused on the next step. Today we have a 12:30 team meeting, and we'll obviously go through everything that happened yesterday and set the plan for this week. So obviously we didn't like the outcome. The video, revealed a number of things we need to correct. There are all things that we can fully correct. So I really like our football team. I love the guys I'm coaching, and we have a lot of football left to play. But, our focus is on going to Washington. Obviously coming, going back there after last year, they're going to be confident in Sunday night football. So we're just, dialed in and putting all of our focus into the Redskins after we come off this correction day today of the Titans.
Mike, how much is this defense missing Clay Matthews?
It's not about one player. Never will be. There's so much more to our football team than our star players. I probably should say that in good times, but I understand when we win games, you want to prop a couple guys up, and then when it doesn't go well, we want to go the other way too. So Clay is an outstanding football player. He's injured. It's part of the game. We have an excellent group to work with. We need to do things better in certain areas. So we had some things go wrong communication-wise yesterday, some things in fundamentals, and we paid for them. The Titans did a very good job of making us pay in those particular moments. So as far as who's healthy, who plays, it doesn't matter. It never will matter from my approach. This is a football team. It's 11-on-11. This is not a two-man sport, a one-man sport, a five-on-five deal. So that's the thought process. That's the way we operate.
So, Mike, what do you need to do better? What are a couple of the things that you guys just aren't doing as well as you need to be doing?
Well, big picture. We're not going to get into that. I'm not going to spend the time getting on that. Really coming off the last game, you look at the point production, the big plays that the Titans had there early, as far as how they happened and why they happened, that's more for us to correct. I don't correct players in the media, never have. I'm not going to do it today. So we got behind. Frankly, I didn't like the way we had to play in offense. That clearly wasn't the plan. I know as far as our preparation going into the game, the things we wanted to do, felt that we could do well against the Titans. We really didn't get to much of it. So with that, we got into a game that we didn't want to get into playing offensively. But I'll tell you, for as bumpy and the number of big plays that went against us in the first half, I thought the locker room at halftime was excellent, and I thought they came out and fought like hell. And it's just like an NFL game. There's three critical plays in that second half that can could have got, I was fully confident we were going to come back and win that game, but there's a couple plays there that we just weren't able to overcome.
Like, this is relatively new territory, being maybe not playing the way you want to be at this time of the year. Do you, as a coach, do you make changes in lineups? Do you shake anything up? How do you guys prepare a plan? What do you do?
I'm not into shock and awe or torch the landscape type person. I'm a builder. I'm a developer. I've said that since the first day I arrived here. You build a program. Culture is what makes it go. You have to invest in that culture every single day, and that's my big picture focus. So we look to adjust and tweak on a daily basis, because at the end of the day, and it just goes off really our theme last week, was what matters. And the messaging, as far as the messaging to the players, has been outstanding. So the education part of it there is, as far as throughout our preparation, it's been good. It's been exciting. We got some young guys that have taken advantage of leadership roles, leadership opportunities. So you're seeing those things grow. But at the end of the day, it's about the performance. And the application of what's going on throughout the week, we have not played well enough particularly, you know, yesterday against the Titans. And that's what we're focused on. So I understand you have to do your job on, you know what the result was, but we're really diving into the, you know, how it happened and why it happened. So, and that'll stay our focus.
Mike, when you do assess what happened the past couple of weeks, there's only so much we get to see. Are you still confident that your message is carrying through with the team?
Oh, absolutely. No, I love this group of guys. It's an extremely healthy culture. Our performance level is not high enough right now, and that's what we're focused on.
Big about all the ways and the fundamentals involved with that. Are you guys getting in position to make those kinds of plays, or are they just
take away? Looking at the film with the defense, you know, we really didn't. I think what happens when you miss some tackles, you know, the second guy in factor is really usually most of your takeaways happen. Pass rush is obviously the highest area where they happen, you know, hitting the quarterback. So, those are two areas that we didn't really, you know, factor in. So, I understand going into the game, you know, the focus on the players that they had as far as they were giving up the football, but their ability to stay committed to the run and the action pass. And, you know, frankly, the score of the game at halftime kind of put us in a lopsided deal. But I really liked the way we responded coming out of the tunnel. And, frankly, I felt that, you know, when we had the penalty on Ha-Ha and they were able to kick the field goal and get it back to a three-score game, I thought that was the last critical point in the game, because it just puts us in a totally different mindset and really menu play script. When you're down three scores, it's obviously two-score game at that point in the game. So it got away from us. I felt like we were going to get it back. We didn't. So you can talk about big plays, and that's an area of particular last 2 weeks. Our production, we're on the short end of that. I mean, they obviously made more big plays than we did. So those are the things we're dialing into and really, you know, studying and not really studying, emphasizing the details of it, of the how and the why.
Mike, was Ty on a pitch count again yesterday, or did something happen?
I wouldn't really dive into a whole lot offensively, frankly, because my call sheet didn't look like anything like I thought the game we were getting ready to play. So as far as how much James played, you know, how much Ty, you know, how much no huddle and all those things, our offensive performance was clearly reflected on, you know, getting behind.
What did you see from Jared Cook last week, and do you think he may be able to take another step to get back?
You know, we talked about Jared this morning. I know the coaches liked what they saw, so I thought he did some really good stuff in the red zone, period, watching the opponent stuff on Thursday. So he kind of jumped out at me. So, you know, I think we're definitely closer there. So we'll see how his work, you know, he'll obviously work today. Monday's an important day for those guys coming off the guys that are in the injury report situation. I really don't have anything for you.
Mike, I heard you say yesterday that you didn't want to get into the drama stuff, and I smiled because I wasn't even there.
Do you think it was for you?
No, but we do have history of that. My question, though, is you've had a ton of success here in 11 years. You have not had a lot of times where things were going this way. How do you go about with your messaging with your guys, and how do you make sure that this doesn't get even worse and start to spiral? And I understand fundamentals. I understand all the football stuff. What about the interpersonal stuff to make sure that that culture that you say you like stays where it needs to be?
Well, I mean, let's just state the facts. I mean, I'm a highly successful NFL head coach. So, you know, with that, I've never looked at the ride to this point as smooth and as you, whatever the words you used. To me, it's always bumpy, and to me, that's the joy of it. I mean, that's this game. That's how hard it is in the NFL. So, you know, this isn't really what you did last year or 2010. As we know, it doesn't factor, and it's even more so with the parity and the youth of the team. So, to me, you have to stay in tune with the now, and obviously, people outside of our room don't feel really good about the now, but. Personally, I enjoy these type of moments. I mean, I think this is kind of how my life has gone professionally. So, and that part of it, that's just a personal thought This is about our team, you know, and I trust and believe in what we do every day, you know, what they do on the practice field, what the conversations in the, you know, in the room, the conversations during the game, the reaction to the tough moments. You know, our adversity football production is not high enough right now. I mean, that's where we need to improve there. We know it. Our players know it. So that's really where our focus is. And that's a difference in this league. There's a fine line between winning and losing. And we are on the wrong side of the line right now. But we clearly understand how and why we're here. So that's what we're focused on. So, it's even like messaging. People talk about messaging. You know, you talk to other coaches how you message your football team. And it kind of, it personally kind of drives our video department crazy, but I don't have my message quite solved, you know, for the next game, because it has to tie into the pulse of the team. Every team's different. Every opportunity is different. You know, every season is a different ride. I mean, it's a different journey. It really is. I mean, we knew that when the schedule came out, it was going to be we knew there was going to be a lot of twists and turns of this season. So did I still think we're going to win them all? Hell yeah. I've never entered a contest, you know, ever that I didn't feel we're going to beat the other guy. So, and that won't change, and especially this week. So that part of it is real, and that's what we're focused on. It's important to understand the twists and turns of a season, and because you got to learn from it. So, and every week there's a different twist or turn that, you know, you're not going to see coming, and how you handle that is important. We didn't handle that very well yesterday. I think it was very evident. I mean, there's three to touchdowns are clearly, when a guy's wide open or he runs 75 yards unabated for a touchdown, there's something went wrong there. I mean, there's something obviously went wrong there. So that's what we need to learn from and improve on. So twists and turns definitely weren't handled properly by us, but, you know, it's yesterday. You need to learn big picture stuff. It's all there in front of you. I'm like, you know, I really don't spend a whole lot of time on that. I'm into the now, and to make sure our players stay into the now and improve.
Two more, please. You seem, I don't want to say upbeat, maybe upbeat is the right word. Is it hard to keep that positive mindset when you look at your team, you know, things that you've done well historically have not gone well, and, you know.
I mean, Bill, respectfully, I mean, I think we just got to, you know, I look at it differently than you are. So, I mean, I think the way I view our football team, the way I work every day, where I work every day, most importantly, who I work with, is clearly a reflection of my attitude and my belief.
Mike, was that a cheap shot on Aaron when he crossed the goal line? And what did you think of the way your team responded to when that happened?
Well, I mean, I think it was the appropriate call. And frankly, I think, you know, when you have those situations, because, you know, hey, we've all seen it. Now you can have, you know, I don't know specifically who or what was being done down there in the end zone. You could have probably had two or three different flags go up there. So, but once again, the league has made a big point from the officiating department of, you know, getting the instigator, getting the guy that starts it, because we all know in the history of officiating, you usually catch the second guy. So the fact that they penalized the first guy, I thought it was appropriately called.